Welcome back to the center of Detroit and the center of the football universe and more focus on WJR. Once again, live in the Motor City along Woodward, here's Terry Rattigan in for Paul.
Welcome back to the show. Just for your frame of reference, I'm staring at Grand Trunk right now on the other side of Woodward, and there are thousands of people walking along a closed Woodward Avenue because they just opened the doors for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm Terry Rattigan. I'm filling in for the great Paul W. Smith, and so honored to be doing so. And our next guest, also here in person, and we sure appreciate that, is Michael Montri. He's the president of the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix, presented by Lear, and executive vice president of Penske Entertainment. Michael, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Terry.
You're a member of our Detroit Sports Organizing Corporation board member. I have to thank you for the guidance that you and your team have been able to provide, because you were really the pioneer. You, last summer, moved your race from Belle Isle to the streets of Detroit, and I think the expertise and the maybe scar tissue and other things that happened because of that massive move really enabled us to have a much more seamless overtaking of downtown Detroit this year. So thank you for that.
No, Terry, thank you. I appreciate your leadership on the corporation, and it's a pleasure and an honor to serve, and to see the fruits of our labor kind of happen out here right in front of our eyes is just phenomenal. We, as you said, kind of did something on a smaller scale last year with the Grand Prix, still a giant scale, a good warm-up act, I would say, for this draft and the closings. There aren't as many road closings during the Grand Prix as we have here this weekend, but the mayor kept saying all through the process that, hey, this is going to get us ready for the draft, moving the Grand Prix back downtown last year, and I think it was a great warm-up. The city leaned in, as did all of our partners and all the stakeholders and the entire community, to our event last year in downtown Detroit. And I'll tell you, you can just look around here and see that everybody again is leaning in, and the results are phenomenal.
Well, from Roger Penske, Bud Denker, yourself, Letty Azar, Merrill Kane, I mean, the whole Penske team has been such valuable partners to us with the Grand Prix, and now to help us out and get ready for this massive, historic, once-in-a-generation event here in downtown Detroit really means a lot to us. So now that when we get through the weekend in grand style, then we will really focus heavily, and you already have been, on the next great thing in our city, and that, of course, would be the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear. So how's the preparation going for that?
Quietly, I would say, which is, you know, it's so different from last year. We've already started building, if you go south of Jefferson over it, to the east of the Renaissance Center, we've already started building our suite structure. We already started building three of our grandstands. And I was over there this morning just taking a look, and they're going along nicely. Everything's quiet, as I said, because all the focus is on the draft. And I'll tell you, when we open the venue for the Grand Prix 35 days from now, we're going to have a similar footprint to this that we're looking at right in front of us here on Woodward, because we're opening up and closing down and opening up the venue from Spirit Plaza all the way to Campus Martius on Woodward. So it's going to look very similar to what we see here right in front of us. And I'm taking a lot of notes, I'll tell you.
You know what else is very similar? Your event is free, just like the NFL draft is free. Now, yeah. Sure, there are suites and there are VIP and things like that, and but most of the race is free to participants. I remember walking last year in Hart Plaza, and I came across Woodward just to see what it was like on in lower downtown there, and the pop-up shops and the activity and the buzz in all of the businesses and restaurants was really remarkable, and something that you just didn't get when it was on Belle Isle.
Yeah, when we moved it back downtown, the number one focus was how do we become more of a part of the community. It's really tough to do when you're on an island in the middle of the Detroit River. Phenomenal setting. Belle Isle is wonderful. But when we moved it back downtown, one of the goals was how do we really make this more of a community event? And we really kind of turned a venue on its ear, right? We have grandstands with phenomenal views of the circuit that you need a ticket to get into. But we also have a ton of free viewing for anybody that wants to come out. We have a ton of free display and activation areas, like you mentioned, Hart Plaza. This year we'll have Hart Plaza plus this whole stretch of Woodward here. So just all kinds of fun things to do for for the entire community. We'll have a free concert up in Cadillac Square on Saturday night this coming year, and so it should be great. May 31st through June 2nd.
Tickets still available?
Tickets are available. They are ahead of last year, so I would say that, you know, if you're looking to come out, you definitely need to get going.
How'd you do on the corporate suites in that? You had great numbers last year.
Yeah, right? So we upgraded our corporate suite structure and really provided a premium experience compared to what we had on Belle Isle, which Belle Isle was phenomenal already. Moved it here. It's the same structure that they use at the Waste Management Open out in Phoenix around the 16th hole par 3, and really upped our game. And last year we did well. This year, even better. We have right now about 1.5 left. So,
wow.
Yeah. It's been a great support from the community and the corporate community.
Oh, that's
here.
Fantastic. So on the racetrack, three of your Team Penske drivers are in the top 10 right now in IndyCar in points, early in the season, of course, with the crown jewels yet to come, of course, the Indianapolis 500, and the following week, of course, the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix. So how do you do that with two of your signature events back-to-back weeks like that? It really requires some serious multitasking.
No doubt. I will say that it's all about the teams that are in place in both spots. You know, the team that we have in Indianapolis, just amazing. You know, 300 people there working on that event. It's just phenomenal what they do. There'll be over 300,000 people there. Over 300,000 people there in one day. It's the biggest, largest single-day sporting event in the entire world. And you think about pulling that off. That's three University of Michigan stadiums in one day, right? You think about pulling that off and the coordination and the team it takes to do that. They do a great job. And then we have a separate team over here on the Detroit Grand Prix side that handles our race here in Detroit, and they do a phenomenal job as well. And then we also oversee a few other races across the calendar, and then we collaborate with the folks in Indianapolis. So just, it's a great team and proud to be a part of it.
You go to Iowa and then also Milwaukee now, right?
That's right.
Wow, that's incredible how you're able to do all that and do it with the excellence that always comes with Team Penske. Talk a little bit about the sustainability approach here in Detroit and other places, but it really is quite something.
Yeah, as a series, IndyCar series, we're really leaning into the sustainability. You know, we have 100% renewable fuel, which is a little known fact, but Shell, our partners at Shell, developed this 100% renewable fuel, and so we use that in all of our IndyCars. Firestone developed a renewable tire, so the tire surface is from a plant that's produced out in or grown out in Arizona rather than across the world in a rubber plant. But and then here in Detroit, we were the first and still only motorsports event in the entire world to have gold level status with the Council for Responsible Sport. So we're really proud of that. This year there's one more level above gold. It's called Evergreen. Mm. And so we're shooting for that this year. And I think we're going to get there. But it's not just recycling. It's looking at how far your fans travel. And thanks to Penske Transportation Solutions last year, we had them contribute against all of the footprint to offset our fan travel carbon footprint. So, it's just something that is important. It's same as the community.
That's great. Well, your boss, the captain, was heavily involved and a major driver with the Super Bowl in 2006. And under his leadership, we pulled off a very significant event and changed people's perceptions. But Detroit is a far different city now, and Team Penske is just as involved this year in the draft as Roger was back in 2006. Cannot thank you enough for your leadership, for your partnership, for your community-mindedness, the whole team. And Michael Montri, best of luck to you at the race in just 35 days, and thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you, Terry.
You're listening to Focus on WJR.